Well, for years, we've been hearing about the potential for quantum computing to help solve some of society's most complex problems. Think climate change, infectious disease modelling, finance, and even getting the trains to run on time. Well, the New South Wales government is now making a leap of faith with plans to establish quantum technology, a quantum technology hub, they say, will ultimately run Sydney's transport network, with the contracts to be awarded next year. The government's hoping it'll drive the technology from the lab into the real world. But the reality is it is still years away at best. Professor Michelle Simmons is the director of the Centre of Excellence for Quantum Computation and Communication Technology at the University of New South Wales, and now a member of the Transport for New South Wales panel on quantum computing.
Quantum computing devices are basically processes that are made at the very smallest of length scales, so in our case, individual atoms. And there you can encode information in quantum states that allow you to do calculations in parallel, so you get answers much faster than you would with a classical computer. And typically we talk about, problems that might take thousands of years on a classical computer can be done in minutes, which is, almost real time using a quantum computer.
So instead of doing computations one by one, you're doing hundreds, thousands, millions of computations simultaneously?
That's right. So the more quantum bits or qubits we call them you have, then the more parallelism you get. And so the race is on really to build a large scale quantum computer with as many qubits as you can get.
So why is a computer like that well suited to solving some of the problems relating to transport and timetables?
Yeah, look, so there are just a whole series of problems across every industry sector. They're called optimization problems, where they're just very difficult. Because like you say, with a classical computer, you have to go one after the other, and it just takes too long to get the answer. So, in terms of things like weather forecasting or optimizing your traffic flows, those are the kind of things where quantum computers being able to do things in parallel or give you answers that are more real-time and therefore, more highly valuable.
So what, say with traffic, you might be talking about millions of data points being individual cars or people that want to get from point A to point B, and all got to be worked out in real time.
Yeah, that's right. So it's really, kind of working out, and also in terms of fuel costs, which are the shortest possible routes, how can you optimize things real time? So you can look at, traffic lights and see how cars are coming through. Eventually, all these kind of optimization problems will help make the whole transport network a lot more efficient in the long run. And that's, the real hope of quantum computing.
So are we now seeing this technology start to move from the lab into the real world?
Yeah, we are. So look, there's obviously lots of companies that are coming out in the space. It's a very exciting place to be. And the technology is getting to the point now where the hardware is starting to get to, small-scale processes. As I said, the more qubits you get, the more powerful they are. And just to give you a sense of a timeline, so our company is going to produce just 10 qubits by 2023. We already know that quantum processors can outperform classical at the level of around about 50 qubits. We're hoping to get to 100 qubits by about 2028 to 30. So these are real-world devices are now starting to come out, and we're partnering with many industries to try and see what their problems are and co-develop with them. So we are partnered with Silicon Quantum CUNY with the bank, and they're looking at portfolio optimization and risk assessment. With Telstra, we're looking at optimization of their network routing and how do they get good waveform generation. Defence, they're looking at pattern recognition, satellite coverage, supply chain management. Pretty much now in every industry, you can find those applications, and they're really starting to grow.
So when we talk about a contract for New South Wales Transport being signed perhaps by next year, we're really talking about the actual technology being implemented a few more years into the future. Is that right?
Yeah, look, so I think a lot of people predict that it's at least 5 to 10 years away before we start to get really, large-scale processes that can deal with some of the most difficult problems. But as with any industry, it's difficult to predict. So it all depends on how the end users engage and how quickly they engage. So the next decade is really going to be a very exciting time for the transition of this technology to commercial outcomes.
The obvious applications for me at this time would be modelling for disease outbreaks, COVID-19, or climate change predictions. Are they the sorts of other things that this could work for?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Those are the kind of areas that we hope that quantum computing will start to play a role in. At the moment, of all the algorithms that exist out there, I've kind of given some senses in the kind of machine learning optimization space where they're coming out. But obviously, in the long term, the great hope of quantum is it actually builds processes at the level of the way the nature works. So eventually we should be able to understand, the fundamental processes of nature as we build these systems bigger and bigger. So in the area of, biology, understanding how the human body works, trying to solve for diseases, these are all things that I think quantum is going to be able to help in the long run.
And make the trains run on time as well.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's Michelle Simmons from the University of New South Wales and now a member of the Transport for New South Wales panel on quantum computing.